try to get a couple more in with you. Okay, let's get the library up here.
Good morning, Michael Perry, County Librarian and Museum Director. 2-for-1 on the last board meeting of the year. So I'll give a quick highlight of the museum in these slides. So a few of the successes since I came on to assume the Museum Director position in 2020. The museum and the Siskiyou Historical Society entered into an agreement to cover items that were found within the museum or housed within the museum and in the outdoor portion of the museum. So the Historical Society has been happy with that resolution. In 2021, the board entered into an MOU with the Friends of the Museum so that they would operate, keep the doors open to the public. And that's been in operation the last couple of years. That's will get renewed next in 2024. We installed new cameras this year after a power outage sort of fried the older system. And so far this year, and we've had over 1,000 visitors to the museum. That's just the public admissions. That doesn't include any special events that the Friends of the Museum host. Next slide. A few challenges. Inventory is a huge one. We just don't have a complete database of all the items that are housed in the museum. And we don't have any dedicated staff or contractors to kind of help coordinate it. So while the Friends are there to help keep the doors open and greet the public, do events, and even respond to some research inquiries we get periodically, there's no dedicated effort to analyze what we have and what we need to keep and what is probably not worth keeping. And then last year, there was a fire in one of the sheds adjoining the museum, and we had some damaged items, including some burned saddles that were getting repaired. Some of them are salvageable, others are not. So. Next slide. Looking ahead to 2024, I was contacted in late summer from one of the person at Gannett. They actually have all of the hard copies of the Siskiyou Daily News, not Shasta Herald, Wheat Press, and Desmond News, going back decades. They're in huge little binders. There's, I think it's 4 pallets worth of papers. And so they're inquiring whether either the College of the Siskiyous or the museum would be interested in housing them. So exploring that option to see if that's something the museum wants to acquire. The library has microfilm, so the COS, of all of these items, but sometimes having a paper copy is valuable in and of itself as well. So we'll see where that discussion takes us. And that is it for the museum. I wanted to keep it kind of brief for the museum.
Quick question for you on the museum. Do you have any outreach to the schools in the county for visiting?
Yeah, the Friends coordinate. Well, it's more the schools reach out to the Friends, and a little bit vice versa. But yeah, there's lots of school trips that that happen throughout the year at the museum that the Friends coordinate.
And do we charge us? We don't charge the kids that come.
No,
to
no.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Continue.
All right, library.
I have just one question on the museum. Let's see what you'll be in. Does the museum partner with, or is it a great tourist site, potentially? Areas like Discover Siskiyou or anything like that to help promote that?
I'm not aware of any formal arrangements. I know Grace Bennett works at oversees the rest area, called her rest area. But I don't know if they've actually partnered with anyone to formally push out the museum as a tourist attraction. Like another
thing. Okay, and if we did, do we have the staffing to, not staffing, is it a volunteer plan to meet that?
Yeah, it would depend on what that would take. I'm sure the Friends would be interested in it. I know they've discussed it in the past about ways to get pamphlets out and other information about the museum out to the general public, not just outside of the county, but within the county as well. So.
The work that the French do, but also Michael Hendricks had done previously, that's a, just a top-notch display area.
Yeah, the displays are, they're well-received. The public really, really responds well.
Yeah, if you could follow up or discuss any way of promoting that.
Yeah, I'll connect with the French president and see what efforts they've made in the past and go from there. All right, Siskiyou County Library. Wanted to. These are the 12 branches that we support. The technical services area, that's the county staff that help deliver library services to the 12 branches across the county. Next slide. So in 2011, the county restructured how it delivered library services. So today, since then, what it is responsible for and what my staff work on is that they oversee the catalog, so the electronic database that houses all of our items or records of the items, coordinate purchases for the county collection. We do training of the volunteers as necessary for the volunteers that work, the staff and volunteers that work in the branches. We oversee the delivery between the branches. County's IT helps support all of the network devices that are found in the public libraries as well as for my staff. We also have volunteers that do processing of the material. So once a book, DVD is ordered, labels are put on it, barcodes such before it's headed out, before it's delivered to a branch, so we can make it shelf ready. And then we also oversee the website. The county's website has the library and on it, and then we have some outreach platforms. So an email we a few years ago purchased an email outreach platform so we can contact patrons with updates on events that are happening at the branches. So one thing you'll note that's not on here is the staffing of the branches themselves. So since 2011, the county only staffs the technical services department to serve countywide functions that are listed there. But the memorandum of understanding that the county entered into with the communities leaves the operations to the communities. And so all 12 branches sort of provide their or acquire their own staffing, volunteers, and decide on how they will operate. Next slide.
We called that the backbone of what we do.
Correct. That was that's the original descriptor, was the backbone, those services that made the most sense to be handled centrally. The library's collection is a little over 100,000 items. About 8% of it is books. And we've got video, DVDs, audiobooks, and a couple thousand different magazines. That has remained pretty steady over the last few years. Go to the next slide. Every month, my staff add catalog about 450 books, 160 DVDs, and 26, a couple dozen audiobooks. The branches are responsible for their magazines, so they catalog those kind of periodicals, and they add about 100 a month. So you're looking at annually, you know, anywhere between 6,500 and 7,500 new items cataloged by the staff. Next slide. A few of the digital services that the county offers its the residents, the library patrons. So the first two, OverDrive and Cloud Library, those are our ebook platforms. And so we have access to digital books, digital audiobooks. And through OverDrive, there's also digital magazines. The third service up there, Canopy, that's relatively new. That's a streaming video service. So patrons with their card can watch movies, television shows, and there's a kids section as well, so families can access kind of family-friendly programming. Next is another new service, Author Talks. So this vendor does a few author talks every month, and patrons can register and participate in the talk. They can submit questions and just watch the live stream themselves. But even if they can't make the time, they have a deep archive of the past fact, there's one happening in an hour, actually, 11 o'clock today. And then the last one is Quello. This one's not launched yet. I'm hoping to get it done, you know, before the year end. It's an add-on to Overdrive, and so this would be offering patrons access to concerts, music documentaries, sort of like, so it's kind of a music-based platform. And so patrons could then just stream those kind of content-specific videos. Next slide.
Oh, wait, go back. We'll take a picture of that to follow up on it. Thank you.
So a few of the information resources that patrons can access with their card. So we have New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. So with their library card, patrons can get a 3-day free pass, so and access the papers as if they were subscribers themselves. The Siskiyou Daily News is, it's not like the digital edition, but it's more of the database. So patrons can search, I think it goes to 1999 through today, articles, they can read articles that the Siskiyou Daily News published, and they can search through to see if, you know, if they're looking for a particular article of something that happened within the last, say, 2 decades. We also have access to obituaries, which is actually a fairly common request that we get from patrons. The next two are legal information resources. So the NOLO books, we purchase both physical books for the collection, and then we have access to them online as well with their card. Westlaw is a comprehensive legal database. Patrons can access that. They can access that from home. The way the license is set up, they can access it from any public computer in the county or on their laptop as long as they're on the Wi-Fi. So there's a license restriction, so patrons can access that as well through the library. And then the last two, these are state library funded services, so Britannica School and student tutoring. So basically, Britannica is just a resource for students if they're, you know, writing reports and such for all ages. So patrons can access that for free and get access to qualified educational material. And then student tutoring, the state library offers this 24/7, all ages, all topics, basically anything a student would need help on, they can access it with their library card. You know, benefit from some of those. It's in English and in Spanish, so the full breadth is covered. Next slide. So with a couple weeks left, so far this year, we've had over 4,000 patrons access a resource, so that could be a physical book or a digital book or one of our online services. 3,400 of those patrons actually checked out the physical item, so they've come into a branch and have checked out at least one item. So far this year, those 3,400, half of them have checked out 7 items or more this year. So fairly heavy, you know, something basically every other month, a patron is coming in checking out a book or a DVD or an audiobook. And then 1,000 of our patrons have checked out digital items. So that's our ebooks, the Overdrive and the Cloud Library. Interestingly, of those 1,000, about 2/3 of them have not checked out something from the physical branch. So we have about 650, 700 patrons that access our services, but we never see them. They use it heavily, but don't require the physical book themselves. Their need is met with the digital item. And so the thing that I like to think of or that I visualize, and it's not that the library service population is like concentric circles where we start with everyone who gets out a book, and then of those people who get out a physical book, some of them get out a digital book, and of those, some of them access the streaming video, and of those, some of them access Westlaw. It's a lot of Venn diagrams, a lot of overlapping circles. So we have a lot of patrons that only check out a digital item. The Canopy, the streaming video, for example, we've had 150 patrons use that service so far. 50 have never checked out a physical book or digital item. They're only using the streaming video service. So by offering as many different platforms to the public, we're really trying to engage with as many different people, because there's just a myriad of needs out there, of interests that we would like to fulfill. Next slide. So last month, we checked out 11,000 physical items. That's actual physical books and DVDs. Patrons placed a couple thousand hold requests. So this is, you've found a book in our catalog and you want it. It might be at the library you frequent, but you don't want to go down and hunt for it yourself, so you ask the library to find it for you. Or it's in Tule Lake, and Tule Lake will then send it to your branch. Last month, we logged in over 800 public computer sessions. And this is most definitely an undercount of what would typically happen, because a few of our branches haven't switched over to our new public computer software, which is where I pulled these numbers. And November is notorious for its holidays and library closures because of that. So I would expect, if I were to run numbers in January, say for example, once we have everybody over, probably hit over 1,000 very easily. And the 160 purchase suggestions came in through our website. About 85% of those were approved, so we accepted them. Most of those are from the ZipBook grant program that we discussed earlier today, but a lot are still just new purchases that we would like, you know, the new 2023 publications that don't qualify for the ZipBook program. And we also get video requests as well, which don't qualify for the ZipBook program. So about 85% go through. Of the 15 that get rejected, most of the time it's because we cannot get it, it's just not available, or it's already in our catalog and the patron just didn't realize that at the time when they submitted the purchase. Next slide. A couple successes. So in October there was the annular eclipse, and so we purchased a couple hundred solar eclipse glasses that we made checkoutable, and 90% of the glasses that we purchased were used by patrons. In August, we partnered with ScienceWorks out of Ashland. They came to Wairika and Montague and put on a three-day STEM-related program that was super popular. They got 20, 25 kids each of the 3 days at each branch. ScienceWorks is looking to do that next summer as well. And then lastly, ZipBook program, this has been just a tremendously popular program so far this year. We've had a few hundred patrons make the request and order 600 books. So what we have is, you know, what we see is it's not just a few people ordering. We do get quite a nice width or breadth of patrons requesting just vastly different books that eventually do get added. Next slide. Some challenges. We're down a library technician, so down from 3 to 2. So that just makes it difficult to enhance services and also have sufficient coverage. I'm sure you've heard from other departments when you are down, you know, 1 or 2 staff members, it just makes it harder to find coverage, makes it harder to make sure that all the services that you were providing get provided. Some of those services get bubbled up to me as well. And so it just, when we explore new services that we have introduced, like we have this year, we're looking for very narrow criteria, things that are basically turnkey, that don't require staff to do anything, really, so that it's really a patron-driven experience rather than requiring input or management from county staff. And then IT maintenance. So for such a small department, we punch way above our weight for IT support. We have 60 computers across the 12 branches and in the back area of where my staff are, 12 printers, 12 Wi-Fi portals, and in the MOU, it's the communities that are responsible for purchasing and replacing their computers, and so that can be a challenge to encourage the friends to contribute. You know, when they see generally a functioning computer, they're reluctant to replace it, even though it's 5, 6, 7 years old. And so that's a challenge there. And then also, just given our geography, that and it's just been a challenge over recently with IT in terms of rolling out equipment and services. So just recently, for example, like with our public computer software program that we launched that in May, and we were able to get four or five departments done there, and then there was a pause while we were addressing some problems, but in the fall we got a few more, but we're still Tule Lake, Doris, and Happy Camp to convert, and you'll note those are our furthest branches from Wairika. So it can be a real challenge for IT to kind of go out and address a particular problem, especially when it's not known what the problem is, like what's causing the issue, and then developing the solution and implementing it. So that's been a challenge over the last year or two. Last slide. Looking ahead, so I'm looking at another ebook platform. The State Library has one called the PALS Project, and one of the nice things about that is two things. One, it allows libraries across California to lend their product. So basically, when they buy something, they can make it shareable so that other library patrons from other library systems can purchase or read the book or audiobook. And the State Library entered into an agreement with Amazon that made their Audible content, which is their audiobook content, available on this platform only. So that's a huge, niche thing, a nice thing to be able to offer our patrons who like audiobooks, because they literally cannot get it anywhere else unless you are an Amazon subscriber yourself. And then lastly, just, maybe not exclusively, but looking to kind of just improve the patron access, looking for a mobile app kind of interface so that patrons can access their account, be just up to date, and find and search our catalog more easily. Our existing catalog system, it works on the phone, but it's not very user-friendly. It can kind of be a little hard to find what you're looking for. So those are some things I'm looking forward to in 2024.
Any questions from the board?
Thanks for all your work with the libraries. I can see that's your love is libraries and maybe not museums.
Well, I was brought into, I've been in the libraries since 2011, so when I came in. But and the museum, I was approached take it on in 2020, and so the time allotted to that has been less, and without any permanent staff, it's harder to gain traction on that on the museum. We coordinate with friends on their efforts, and they are very successful at doing operations and events and stuff like that.
So. Right. There's a few things in the museum that I know about that maybe you're not that familiar with, so I want to bring those up just
sure.
to highlight those a little bit, because some of the events that are there are pretty important, and the community really does love those. There's noontime talks
yep.
that are available that you probably, if you don't know about them, they're really cool.
No, I specifically didn't mention those because I don't oversee them. So those are the friends of the museum doing those, and I felt uncomfortable stating these were the accomplishments of the department, when in reality the friends of the museum really drive those Friday talks, the October fall day,
right,
and,
the kids
and
day.
Yeah,
all those are the super museum
super
events
important.
That happen that are great for the public.
And the museum, the friends of the museum are the ones that
right.
champion that and do that, and so with very little guidance, if you will, from me. So in the same way that in the successes, you didn't talk about a lot of the branch successes, because again, that is sort of more of their role of ownership, and wanted them to have that ability to recognize it.
Praise them. Okay, and then also, I do know that Discover Siskiyou and SCDC have also had some conversation also with friends about some holiday festivities that could be in the future, Night of Lights kind of thing, and lighting up the outdoor museum, things like that, looking toward the future, and maybe being money makers too,
right,
that could go back into the museum. So there's some things that are kind of in the works that could be happening for the future,
yeah,
that could be a huge benefit for the museum as well, that I think are noteworthy. And also the coordination with C2C, with Colliers, the fact that Colliers brings in so many people and also directs those folks toward the museum and the information that the museum has up there at the rest area, at the Interpretive Center, just amazing. So it's a great coordination there that you should be talking about, because that's a wonderful thing for our community. So, yeah, your people work great there at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sell them short.
Supervisor Chris, anything?
No, no questions for me.
Thank you.
Great, thank you for your time.
Sorry, Wendy, I didn't realize we were going to go so far, but take 7 this time.
Alrighty.